The Economics and Politics of Race by Thomas Sowell. This book is dedicated to Mary Frances. The Author's Preface. An international perspective on race and ethnicity means much more than a compilation of minority experiences in different countries. It means an opportunity to test competing beliefs and theories in a way that cannot be done in any given country. For example, how much of any minority group's economic state depends upon their own culture, and how much upon the way they are treated by the larger society around them? While there are ways of trying to puzzle this out for a given country, current group characteristics can themselves be depicted as products of society in the past, leaving us with a chicken and egg dilemma. An international perspective permits an examination of a given racial or ethnic group in a wide variety of societies: Germans in Brazil, Australia, and the United States, Chinese in Hong Kong, Indonesia, and the Caribbean, Jews in Spain, Iraq, and Eastern Europe. If society is the dominant influence, we would expect to see fewer similarities between Brazilian Germans and Australian Germans than if the German cultural imprint remains strong wherever Germans settle in the world. Moreover, an international perspective makes possible a closer look at the vague and ambiguous concept society. Is society, or the environment where people are currently living? Or does it include their ancestral lands, or perhaps other lands where they may have settled for centuries in between, as in the case of ethnically Chinese refugees from Vietnam, now living in the United States, or the wandering Jew, in a variety of countries over the centuries? Once environmental explanations of group behavior begin to take on this expansive concept of society, then the notion of a given country's causal or moral responsibility for current conditions is correspondingly changed. If the economic performance of the Chinese greatly exceeds that of the Malays in a number of countries, including Malaysia, then to what extent should a given society consider itself responsible for those statistical differences between them, often described as disparities or inequities? If the people of Japan economically outperform the people of Mexico, to what extent are income differences between the Japanese and the Mexicans in California a product of American society? The study of economics and politics together likewise provides more insights than considering them separately. The operation of the marketplace often produces a very different reality from the perceptions conveyed through the political process. The market may say that a given group's skills are valuable benefits to the larger society, while politics is condemning them as parasitic bloodsuckers. Nor is it possible to escape these conflicting conclusions by saying that it is all a matter of how you choose to look at it. There are concrete empirical differences in what follows if the group is expelled, as has happened to various groups many times in history. Expelling a parasite produces very different effects on the rest of society than expelling a vital part of the economy. At many times and places in history, nations have acted politically as if they were doing one of these things, only to discover later economically that they were doing the opposite. Nowhere is man's inhumanity to man more tangible or more heartbreaking than in racial or ethnic differences. It is tempting to dismiss it all as mere irrationality. Yet even insanity must be studied logically, if it is to be understood, and effective policies followed. Even if we do not fully understand the underlying sources of group frictions and hatreds, we may nevertheless gain some insights into what kinds of social arrangements reduce or increase discrimination, violence, and other overt expressions of hostility. We need to examine not only the facts, but also the conceptual framework within which we look at facts. We need to reconsider to what extent terms like racism, exploitation, or the third world are both clear and useful. This book has benefited from a variety of influences. The resources and freedom provided by the Hoover Institution has permitted me to take up this topic and explore it at leisure, even though I came here with the intention of